His plan. God's plan in creation was relationship with us. God has a single plan, but it has multiple phases. Phase one, Adam and Eve in the Eden. Phase two, the pre-flood era. Phase three, the post-flood to Abraham period. Phase four, Abraham to Moses. Phase five, Moses to Christ Jesus. Phase six, God in the flesh as sacrificial lamb, Christ Jesus. Phase seven, his ascension to return. Phase eight, the millennial kingdom. Phase nine, a new heaven and new earth. His plan is to have children who are one with him in his spirit, who desire to be with him for eternity. The first phase of his plan was very short, or at least it seems so from the account. Adam chose knowledge of good and evil over oneness with God. The second phase saw man fulfilling his command to replenish the earth. Unfortunately, the parenting during that period omitted teaching the children about God. The third phase was again a time for man to replenish the earth. Noah and his sons dropped the ball as parents not teaching their children about God. The fourth phase focused on a relationship between God and Abraham and his descendants. The fifth phase saw man make a performance-based covenant with God to their own destruction. The sixth phase saw God come to earth to establish his peace toward mankind and to provide a means for true relationship, the new birth and discipleship. The seventh phase is the one that we're in now, where Christ has left his disciples as stewards of his kingdom till he returns. The eighth phase will be one where Christ rules the natural world from the restored kingdom of Israel on the throne of David. And the ninth phase will be eternal, where those who have received Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior live with him forever to explore his nature and his realm as his children. The fact that God can see the end from the beginning and yet was willing to sacrifice his sovereignty over earth to mankind in each of the first seven phases while still allowing self-will in the eighth phase is amazing. It shows us the love and patience of God, who, even for those who would willfully reject him, gave the experience of life for a space of time. Existence is an awesome gift to every person. But in the ninth phase, his plan is accomplished. There is a mass of human beings whom no man can number, worshiping and reveling in the things that eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man. Thank you, Lord, for existence, for forgiveness, for healing, for eternal life, for abundant life, which is to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea, and they that are in them, heard I say, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Revelation 5:13.